Good afternoon, folks. It's your old pal Jack, and I thought I'd mix it up again with some more audio. So, I'm wondering, how many of you are having fun blogging? Do you enjoy this? Does it make you happy? Do you chuckle? When you play around on Twitter, do you smile? Or do you find this all to be work? And if you find it to be work, why are you doing it? I get it. You know, some of you are doing it because blogging is work for you. It's work-related. You've got a business blog, and you think that by using your blog, you're going to do something positive for the business. You know, best case scenario, you're going to use it to grow your market share and make more money. I like that. Worst case scenario, you're going to waste a lot of time, tear out your hair, and wonder why you got into it. And there are an awful lot of people out there in the blogosphere offering advice. That's sort of why I've been smacking these social media experts. I use that. That's not to say that everybody out there that's offering advice is giving you bad advice, or that even the people that are giving you bad advice are doing so because they're malicious. A lot of them have good intentions and they mean well. But good intentions don't always yield a positive outcome. So that's just something, you know, to keep in mind. And as long as I'm sharing that, my two cents about the social media experts is anybody who goes out there and they start talking using more sophisticated terms than necessary makes me wonder about them. If you have to talk about a shift in paradigm, then I shake my head. I mean, I've got a very, very good vocabulary, a very strong command of the English language, and I can write stuff that would put the so-called intellectuals to shame. But I don't write like that because most people don't speak like that, and I want them to understand what I'm saying. I want them to relate. So when we start using some of these terms, I wonder about it. You know, I know what the paradigm means. Do you? But I'll rant about that at a different point. So, shifting gears slightly, as I'm talking to you, I've got the television on and Titanic is on. I like to work with a little noise in the background. Sometimes I just listen to music, sometimes I put on TV. And it's the end of Titanic, and I don't know if HBO decided to put this on because of the Contra Costa, you know, the Italian cruise ship disaster, or if this was just coincidental. But as I watch the chaos of the ship going down, it makes me think of a number of different things. It reminds me of what it was like during the Northridge earthquake, during the Los Angeles riots, and the time that I got evacuated from a forest fire. And I think about how people and you know, a mob rule, and how unruly things can get, and how nasty it can get. But I also think about the good people out there, and how many people are willing to help others. And I think that, especially in an election year here in the U.S., it's really important to remember that, you know, it's people that make the world go round, and that we can do so much to help each other just by trying to lend a hand. It's not about a hand out, it's about a hand up. And I know I'm sort of preaching right now and just talking, but you know, I think about this a lot. That's part of being a father. You know, I have regular conversations with my kids about life and the sort of values and things that I want them to take, and the people that I hope they grow up to be, because that's part of my job as their father. So anyhow, that's just a few thoughts. You know, are you having fun? If you're not having fun, then you got to reevaluate why you're doing this. I hope that we're all helping each other. I'm certainly, just let me reiterate, I'm not the greatest guy. I've got more than my share of flaws, so I'm not a saint, and I'm not trying to be one. But I'm just trying to be the best father I can be, and the best person I can, and, you know, I'm going to do some good things, I'm going to do some bad things, and that's just, you know, part of being a person. So, I'm Jack, you're not. Stay tuned to the blog, because as you know, things move fast and furious around here, and there will be updates really soon. See ya.